Good morning, everyone. And first, I just wanted to thank TGS for inviting me to share with you guys this morning. These calls have been so instrumental in keeping me sane and getting me through this quarantine. So I'm very grateful and honored to share with you today. This time period for me has been one of healing. And that's to say so on so many different fronts. Just as we were given the shelter in place order, I was also going on sick leave after a planned surgery. So during this quarantine, I've basically been in recovery, which I'm okay, so that's all great. But I became very anxious with the messages of accomplish your goals, get fit quick, mostly because, of course, even though I really wanted to, I just couldn't participate. And so one thing that I had to remind myself was everything in its own time. It was a great pause to be able to reflect on my own healing, both physically and mentally. And so I wanted to share this message with you today about healing. This global pandemic has affected us all in one way or another. And as a collective, as well as individuals, we are healing. Loss of experience, loss of connection to family, loss of income, all of those are moments that deserve just a little bit more care. That care that you give to yourself and to others is the process of healing. And it happens for everyone in its own time. In what ways can we prepare ourselves to promote healing? I have three quick mind tricks that can help us move forward in that process. First is surrender. Now, this one was a biggie for me because letting go of concepts and ideas that keep us trapped in a mindset that might not serve us in this moment. These constructs deepen our anxieties and allow us to stay in a state of trauma, though we clearly need to be moving away from it. It's a moment to be able to clear out our minds and find a new structure that is more positive or that truly benefits us. It's a moment to give a little grace. Remember, it is a practice, so breathe out and let go. The next action is seasoning. So you know how they say, as people of color, we don't have real measurements to season our food. We just listen to the whispers of the ancestors. For me, it's true. And it's cool because it's really about connection. How we connect to the spirit in order to create a successful meal, right? But just like in the kitchen, like we're in a global pandemic right now and we still got to eat. So we still got to get things done. During this time period, it's important to understand that this is your meal. This is your business. This is your contract. This is your idea. Add flavor as you like, but do not forget to let the spirit guide you. The last thing I wanted to share with you is settle. Settle into the best part. Now, sometimes we see settling as a negative thing. We don't like to relinquish power or control, and that is me all day. But when we are healing, oftentimes there is pain. These days, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of resistance, even detriment. But I want you to know, there is always room to presence joy. Settling into the best part simply means, what are those tiny little things that make us smile? What is something that you look forward to? What is the silver lining in all of this? For me, and this is no lie, it has been participating in TGS activities and conversations from the comfort of my own home. Book giveaways, wine giveaways, I mean, you name it. It's really been helpful and I feel loved. But seriously, what is getting you through this pandemic? This morning we talked about three things: surrender, season, and settle into the best part. How are you healing? What do you need to let go of? Where can you sprinkle in your dose of magic? And how can you presence joy? Those are all ways to process our healing during this time. And remember, our healing will not look the same. Everything in its own time. So give yourselves a little grace as well. Maybe you have some other ideas of how to find healing and stay grounded during this time. I'd love to hear from you. You can message me or tag me on Instagram any ideas that you think of for healing during this time. I am at Tonj Aku on Instagram. That's TONJ_AKU. TONJ_AKU. It was such a pleasure to be able to share with you this morning, and I hope it has been helpful. I hope to see you IRL at the gathering spot really soon. Have a great Monday.